It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, September 11th, 2017. Today is the birthday of English writer, journalist, and civil rights activist Jessica Mitford, born in 1917 at Astall Manor. The sixth of seven children, she was the daughter of David Freeman Mitford, 2nd Baron Reedsdale, and his wife Sydney, the daughter of politician and publisher Thomas Bowles. Jessica grew up in a series of her father's country houses. She had little formal education but was widely read nevertheless. She renounced her privileged background at an early age and became an adherent of communism. She was known as the red sheep of the family. At age 19, she fell in love with Esmond Romilly, a second cousin, and the couple eloped to Spain, where they later married. They moved back to London and lived in the East End, then mostly a poor industrial area, where Jessica gave birth at home to a daughter on December 20, 1937. The baby died in a measles epidemic the following May. In 1939, Jessica and her husband immigrated to the United States. They traveled around, working odd jobs, perpetually short of money. At the outset of World War II, Esmond enlisted in the Royal Canadian Air Force and went missing in action on November 30, 1941, on his way back from a bombing raid over Nazi Germany. Jessica threw herself into war work, where she met and eventually married the American civil rights lawyer Robert Truhaft in 1943. They settled in Oakland, California, and she became an American citizen in 1944. There, the couple had two sons. Jessica approached her motherhood in a spirit of benign neglect and was described by her children as matter-of-fact and not touchy-feely. She spent much of the early 1950s working as executive secretary of the local chapter of the Civil Rights Congress. Through this and her husband's legal practice, she was involved in a number of civil rights campaigns, notably the failed attempt to stop the execution of Willie McGee, an African-American convicted of raping a white woman. Mitford and Truhaft became active members of the Communist Party. In 1953, at the height of McCarthyism and the Red Scare, they were summoned to testify in front of the House Un-American Activities Committee, but they both refused to comment on their participation in radical groups. Disillusioned by the development of communism in the Soviet Union, Jessica and her husband both resigned from the party late in 1958. In May 1961, she traveled to Montgomery, Alabama, while working on an article about Southern attitudes for Esquire. And a result of this, she became actively involved in Martin Luther King's civil rights movement. Through her husband's work with unions and death benefits, she became interested in the funeral industry and was persuaded to write an investigative article on this subject. The article, St. Peter, Don't You Call Me, published in Frontier magazine, caught considerable attention and was expanded into a book, The American Way of Death, which she published in 1963. In this work, she harshly criticized the American funeral industry for using unscrupulous business practices to take advantage of grieving families. It became a major bestseller and even led to congressional hearings on the subject. It remains her best-known work and led to a second career in investigative journalism. She died of lung cancer in 1996 at age 78, and in keeping with her wishes, she had a very inexpensive funeral, barely $500. She was cremated without a ceremony, and her ashes were scattered at sea. At the time of her death, San Francisco Chronicle columnist Herb Kahn wrote, "She was the rarest of birds, an exotic creature who rose each morning to become the sun, around whom thousands of other lives revolved." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 11th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.